It looks like there are some walk-in appointments available for any El Pasoans who would like to get a COVID-19 vaccine. How are the efforts coming along in the Sun City?
You know, it's one of those good news, bad news situations, and certainly the good news is, you know, closing in on two-thirds of eligible El Pasoans have received at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine. The bad news is getting to that last third is going to be much, much more difficult. Not surprisingly, it turns out to be young adults, so people under 40, particularly men under 40. So we're not seeing messages, you know, that are really directly targeting these young adults to get them vaccinated. You know, we've talked to experts at UTEP on how to reach the people who are vaccine hesitant. And one of the things they say is it really needs to be almost a peer-to-peer kind of communication. And really the last thing you want is a politician standing up and telling you, go get vaccinated. And frankly, that's the approach that the city and county governments still are using here. And so they're going to have to get smarter about that. People in rural communities are still under-vaccinated. So how do we connect with these hard-to-reach people to really get us that last mile we need to go in order to reach herd immunity here in El Paso?
Time to start getting creative.
That's right.
And you're following the story of one campaign donor to Oscar Leeser, who then came looking for what appears to be a big favor.
So this involves a gentleman from Houston named J.P. Bryan. And J.P. Bryan made his money in oil. He's also been a philanthropist over the years, very interested in historic preservation. And I think El Pasoans know him best for his involvement in efforts to preserve a neighborhood called Duranguito in downtown El Paso. So J.P. Bryan funded the lawsuit against the city. And he also, in 2018, began making very heavy campaign contributions to city council candidates. And in 2020, that included Oscar Leeser, who won the mayor's race. He gave Mr. Leeser $5,000. And 3 months after making that contribution in December, at the beginning of March, he calls up the mayor and leaves a couple of voicemails that we were able to obtain using Texas open records laws. And our reporter, Elida Pettis, really took a good look at this. He basically is pushing the mayor to settle these lawsuits that Bryan has been funding, even though the city in the last year has really been winning these lawsuits. We got a text message that the mayor's chief of staff sent to Mr. Bryan saying it would be inappropriate for the mayor to engage in settlements and referring Mr. Bryan to the city attorney's office. It's, you know, one of these worrisome things that you know, always think about when people are making large campaign contributions to candidates. You know, are they making those contributions because they want favors in return? And so this story looked at some of those questions. And unfortunately, neither Mayor Leeser nor Mr. Bryan chose to discuss the situation in interviews with us.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what develops there. And El Paso Matters is developing. Tell us about your growth.
Yeah, so we're really thrilled with where we're going. And this week we hired two new people who will be joining the staff in coming weeks. One is our very first editor, a very experienced border journalist named Julian Aguilar, who's from El Paso. He's coming to us from the Texas Tribune, which, like us, is a nonprofit news organization. So we're really thrilled to have Julian joining us. The other new position we're adding is the first ever reporting position in El Paso that's focused on the impact of policies on women in the community. And we were very fortunate to hire a woman named Victoria Rossi, who just finished her master's degree in public policy at the University of Texas at Austin. She'll be joining us on the 1st of June. This will really help expand the reporting we can do, and Julian's going to bring a whole different layer of expertise about border issues and things like that. And he'll be running the day-to-day operation of the newsroom, which will allow me to sort of shift my focus a little bit to look at more strategic development and fundraising kinds of issues for us. But I plan on continuing my conversations with you to help share our work, too. That's an important part of my job.
All right. Glad to hear it, Bob. Thank you for the update. You can find these stories and more at ElPasoMatters.org. Have a great week.
You too. Thanks so much, Casey.